series, the first meeting between these two sides since 2019, and it has been all Hillcats through the last four games. Green Jackets took the series opener 9-1 and since then have been shut down at every turn. Last night, a 7-4 victory where sustained offense was the name of the game. The Hillcats scoring in five of the first six innings and every inning from numbers 3 through 6 to make sure that they once got out to a lead, never relinquished, up 3-1 in the third, continuing to add on and add on against Garrett Bauman and LJ McDonough. My name is Noah Adcock Howitt. This is the Tax Slayer pregame show, and we're delighted to welcome you in to Green Jackets Radio. Augusta sending Cade Keeler to the mound tonight. Keeler 2-5 on the year with a 2.7 ERA in 40 innings. Opponents hitting just 209 against him. Keeler has not allowed an earned run in either of his last two starts, but he did take a loss in one of them, a 1-0 defeat where he allowed one unearned run and paid the price. Keeler has not seen a shred of run support this year. Last time out, it took a combined shutout between Keeler, Juan Sanchez, and the aforementioned LJ McDonough against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 7 days ago for a 2-0 victory. Green Jackets got a little bit of early manufactured offense, and that's all they needed. But today, that seems unlikely. Lynchburg's offense has been fantastic all week long, and utilizing the same top five as they had yesterday, adding in Tommy Hawk in the sixth spot, there are plenty of chances for this offense to get going once again. The Green Jackets, for the second time this week offensively, will face the starter Alonzo Richardson. Right-hander making his second appearance of the week. He's 4-3 with a 3.65 ERA. Been a very reliable right-hander who was drafted as a two-way player and has slowly turned into a pitcher only since being popped back in 2019. 21-year-old righty on the week last time out had the only loss for Lynchburg. Went 5 2/3. 5 hits, 2 runs, did not walk a batter and struck out 2. Richardson pitches to contact at all times. He can get hit around, has the long ball as a negative on his detractions. But more often than not, he spreads around weak contact and gives his guys a chance to win. Taking back-to-back losses, however, to start the month of June. And the Green Jackets will try to get back on him again. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Last time out, it was Augusta getting some early offense from Drake and Verdung. And then just trying to add on slowly but surely until a 7-run seventh inning put that game out of reach. There's 4 games left in the first half. The Hillcats are still mathematically in. They have 4 left. Carolina, the Mudcats, who are first in the North, they have 5 games still to play because they got rained out earlier in the season. So Lynchburg 3 games back with 4.5 games to make up. The elimination number, the magic number for the Hillcats is 3, but Lynchburg has a chance to potentially make a miraculous run. After this, an off day for both teams tomorrow. The Green Jackets will head to Salem for their second series against the Red Sox, while Lynchburg travels down to the Carolina coast. They'll be in Charleston, Hill City versus Holy City, trying to knock down the River Dogs, who just last night ended a 7-game losing streak. Green Jackets at 25-36, tied with Charleston at the bottom of the South Division. If Charleston can do what they've done in the last 3 years, they're a team to worry about. The River Dogs have lost the first half in each of the last 3 seasons and gotten first in the second half. Last year, they went from worst to first and won their 3rd straight Carolina League championship. In the South, Kannapolis all but officially clinched, 3.5 games ahead of the Fireflies, who are in a similar situation. Kannapolis has 4 games to play, and Columbia has 5. Columbia will actually see Carolina next week in a battle between two teams trying to clinch a first-round victory and first-half victory that would give you an automatic spot in the Carolina League divisional round in the second week of September. But as of now, it appears that the Mudcats out of the Brewers organization and Cannonballers from the White Sox organization will earn themselves an automatic bid to the playoffs and have 2 of the 4 slots. Green Jackets will be in their road grays tonight, a bit of a delay on the field and uncertain as to why for the moment. We appear to be approaching first pitch rapidly, not sure exactly what the problem is. But it is Copa afternoon here at Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg. Copa de Diversión, a Major League Baseball-led and minor league baseball-created initiative, trying to recognize some of the Hispanic cultures and fan bases inside all of these minor league communities. It's been adopted as an alternate identity by nearly every organization. And teams have had a lot of fun with the branding, the naming, and the way that they've done both the uniforms and the marketing and the everything else around it. Here in Lynchburg, the Lynchburg Hillcats become the Limonadas de Hill City. That's lemonade for those of you still working on your Spanish 101. But that means they've got the white jerseys with the gold hats and the pink sleeves, so it's a unique look to be sure. There's a lot of pink all around the ballpark, and a lot of families here as well. Small crowd still filing in, but it's very family-oriented on a Father's Day Sunday. Reginald Webb will be behind the plate. Cam Jones has the field. And now it appears that the Limonadas are just about ready to take the field. Green Jackets have a handful of relievers available, so whatever Cade Keeler can give you, you feel confident with. Corona, Diaz, Delaney, and Phillip are all active and available. Bo Phillip is almost certain to throw after being on 4 days rest. He's the most rested man available on this roster. On the opposite side for the Hillcats, there's nobody save for the lefty Steven Perez on 4 days. Perez got hit around a little bit, including a two-run homer from Jeremy Celedonio on Tuesday. But you have a lot of right-handed options, and Richardson, when he takes the ball, you are very confident that he will go long into the ballgame. Has gone five innings or more in each of his last six starts, and went 5 2/3 last time out against these Green Jackets. Both Richardson and Keeler work quickly, attack the zone. Neither one of them have very many walk concerns. Richardson, 37 Ks and 21 free passes in 56 2/3 innings. Keeler in 40 innings and 9 starts, 37 Ks and 18 walks. That number is substantially raised by walking 6 4 2/3 against Salem back on May 15th. That was the only time he has walked more than 3 in his professional career. Keeler will pound the zone, and will be interesting to see how he goes against this lineup of 9 lefties. Lefties hitting 261 this year against Cade Keeler. Righties just 165. He has been very good against same-sided hitters. That splitter that he uses can jam up right-handed hitters very well, but it does not necessarily have enough sharpness or consistent command to be a definitive out pitch against left-handed hitters. And that will make things just a little bit more challenging for Cade Keeler. We've seen a handful of righties go against this lineup and have success. Will Silva was being dominated by southpaw hitters this season. Silva's now gone 5 scoreless innings this week, and he continues to be, since May 1st, arguably the best reliever on this Green Jacket roster. Kiamar Diaz is available after being lifted early due to injury on Wednesday's ball game. Just looked like he rolled his ankle, but was very quickly back into the fray. And he waved it off and was very jovial about the entire thing and felt that he would be fine to go if needed at any point this week. Lineups for both sides. Green Jackets will have Drake Sanchez in Verdung, Worrell, Figueroa, and Owen, with Robert Gonzalez, Joe Olsowski, and Noah Williams rounding out the order against Richardson. The Hillcats use the exact same first five as last night. Christian Knapcheck, Ralphie Velasquez, Jason Churio, Esteban Gonzalez, and Wilfredo Antunez. The only positional change, Esteban Gonzalez is the DH tonight instead of what he was last night, which was the left fielder. Tommy Hawk is in left playing sixth. Jose Pastrano at third. Richard Paz, who was just reactivated yesterday, is behind the dish. And Fran Aldui is at second against Cade Keeler. Hillcats are taking the field at 35-27. They're 23-15 at home. Green Jackets have been slightly better on the road, but after dropping 4 straight, that number has decreased. We're 11-13 away from home entering this week. They're now 12-17 after 5 games, and 25-36 overall. Alonzo Richardson has officially taken the mound, and now we will send it down fieldside for the singing of the national anthem. A few minutes late here in Lynchburg, but ready for some action on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Augusta looking to end the week the same way they started, with a win over Richardson here at Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, we welcome you all near and far to Bank of the James Stadium in the Hill City, Lynchburg, Virginia, nestled underneath the Blue Ridge Mountains. Green Jackets have dropped four in a row, trying to get their second win of the series. Bookend the week with victories before they head out to Salem to take on the Red Sox. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth, wishing a very happy Father's Day to everyone out there and ready to work here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Augusta's lineup, very similar at the top to last night, and then a handful of changes down at the bottom as Winston Sawyer tries to work through this lengthy bench. Isaiah Drake leading off as the designated hitter for the first time this week. Luis Sanchez back in the two-hole after a night off last night. Will Verdung's having a great week. He's hitting third. Bryson Worrell will clean up and play center field for the first time. Lakeair Figueroa back at short. Harry Owen behind the dish hitting sixth. Robert Gonzalez hitting seventh and playing left once again, second night in a row for him. Joe Olsovsky over at third hitting eighth. And Noah Williams rounds out the order in right field against Alonzo Richardson. Richardson, a right-hander out of La Mesa, California. Undrafted free agent back in 2020 as a two-way player. He quickly pivoted to the mound exclusively, and that seemed to be the better end of the stick for him. Richardson this year 4-3 with a 3.65 ERA. Has taken back-to-back losing decisions here in the month of June, including a loss to start the week on Tuesday. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 strikeouts, and 0 walks. Richardson, in his third season here in Lynchburg, a veteran of Bank of the James Stadium, has improved year over year, has been a very good strike thrower this season, works quickly, and induces weak contact aplenty. Green Jackets in the road, gray on gray. Black Jackets across the front, green number on the back with black helmets and black caps. Hillcats are in their Copa de Diversión identities, the Limonadas jerseys, so white with the pink sleeves and the blue writing across the front. A dark blue hat with gold trim, gold brim, and gold logos on the top. Very colorful tonight. Cloudy afternoon and a little bit breezy. 2.05 p.m., a handful of minutes after the scheduled first pitch, Richardson rocks into the delivery and begins the afternoon with a fastball off the outside corner. Drake, 6-17 in 4 games played this week, went 0-5 yesterday with 4 very hard-hit balls, just kept getting denied by good defense. Fastball out again, 2-0 on Drake, getting his second look at Richardson this week. Drake doubled twice against Alonzo on Tuesday, swinging away on a fastball and rips it back into the net, 2-1. Drake has looked substantially more confident. He's the youngest position player on either of these rosters and has found his footing here at the professional level. Four consecutive fastballs on the outer half, the latter two fouled away. Two balls and two strikes on Drake. Infield shifting to the pull side. Third baseman Pastrano way away from the line. 2-2 pitch. Flared down the line once again. Fastball coming back towards the center. And Drake is burning through baseballs early. Home plate umpire Reggie Webb already needs a new supply. Outfield playing him directly to the opposite field. Pitch number 6 in the at-bat. Misses at eye level with the fastball. All 5 fastballs to begin the at-bat were at 91. That one up to 94. Richardson overthrowing a little bit, and Drake runs the count full. Richardson working quickly. Driven out to deep right center field. Churio going back. He's at the track. Leaps, and it's off the wall. Drake flying around second. He's going to try for third. Antunez loads up for the throw, and Drake is in standing with a leadoff triple. Jason Churio went all the way back to the very edge of the fence, right below the 400 sign. It hit just above his mitt on the high fence here at Bank of the James Stadium. And Drake, driving it all the way to dead center, has a leadoff triple. It bounced quickly away from the wall. A good backup from the right fielder, Wilfredo Antunez. He unleashed a throw to third base, but Pastrano's tag was not in time. 90 feet away from scoring early. Luis Sanchez bounced it softly up the middle. Infield was in. Knapchick bobbles it. Now flips it over to first, and that allows Drake to score. Knapchick's momentum was taking him across the diamond to first. And as he bobbled the throw, trying to get it into that bare hand, it allowed Drake to score. Sanchez with the RBI ground out, his second RBI of the week, and two batters in, Augusta leads 1-0. Such is the case often when Drake gets on. Will Verdung takes a slider that bounces to the backstop, 1-0. Verdung, like Drake, having a great week here in Lynchburg. 7-for-12 with 4 RBIs, 3 walks and a hit by pitch. He takes a slider that is called a strike below the knees by Reginald Webb. The ball was dropped outright by catcher Richard Paz. Don't usually see that granted a strike when a catcher makes a misplay that badly, but Webb allows it. Verdung pulls off of a fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. Richardson fastball, slider, curve, and change. We've seen only fastball and slider so far. Curveball will be used mostly against left-handers, as will the changeup. 1-2 on Verdung. Richardson quickly to the dish. Misses high and tight. Good at bat from Verdung, trying to extend and restart the offense with nobody on and one run in the first. Target away. 2-2 slider. Off the outside corner. A very good take indeed from Will Verdung. That's a close pitch and a better take. Count goes full for the second time in 3 batters. Payoff from Richardson, fouled back, fastball at the letters. Much like Cade Keeler on the Green Jacket side, Augusta's starting pitcher, Alonzo Richardson, works incredibly quickly. Gets the ball, gets the sign, and is ready to go. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat is downstairs, ball 4. Verdung is on for the 12th time this week, and he just continues to be a force. He's been the 3-hitter in every game but yesterday, hit second last night. And no matter where he is in the order, he's finding his way on base. Two men have reached with one out in the first inning. Bryson Worrell, the center fielder in his first week with the squad, hits from the left side. First pitch swinging, pops up a changeup straight back. Worrell, a switch hitter, has played center, right, and DH this week. Good speed, good power, and a good arm in the outfield. Very unique player. Who has found a role, adding depth to this organization. Takes a fastball inside, 1-1. Defense for the Hillcats, Hawk, Churio, and Antunez in the outfield. Pastrano and Velasquez on the corners. Knapchick and Aldui up the middle, with Richard Paz catching for the first time this week. 1-1, off-speed pitch misses outside. Another changeup against the lefty Worrell. Richardson beating around the bush a little bit early. 18 pitches, only 9 of them strikes for a man who usually dominates the zone. Worrell ahead 2-1, the free-swinging cleanup man. Right before the pitch clock expires, a fastball bounces in, short-hopping into the mitt of Paz, ball 3. Richardson did not walk a batter in 5 2/3 last time out. Green Jackets have shown much better patience. Verdung already drew the walk. Drake Want ran the count full before his triple. Richardson still trying to find it in the first. He'll pick over to check on Verdung, and he's back with a short dive. Verdung was still extending his lead out from first. Will's 1-for-1 stealing bases this week, and Verdung's 10 of 12 on the season. Infield pinching up the middle in double play depth. 3-1 to Bryson Worrell. There goes Verdung. Breaking ball called a strike. The throw is a good one from Paz, and out is the call. A snap tag from the shortstop Knapchick, and Verdung is caught for just the third time this season. Did not get a good jump. A slider on the outside corner, a wide open lane for Paz to throw on. He is much better defensively than offensively, and that's what he's back there for. The third catcher on this roster, adding some depth coming off of injury. Count is full on Worrell. Fastball hard hit to first and foul. Went past the outstretched glove of Ralphie Velasquez, but hooking to the right side of the bag. Green Jackets are mixing things up this week. Here on Sunday, it's Cade Kern coaching first, the right fielder, rather than the usual suspect, Connor Justice. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat, number 22 of the game for Richardson. Outside and off the corner, called strike 3. Reginald Webb expands the zone way off the edge. And that sets down the Green Jackets. Worrell down looking, the caught stealing and the strikeout and the momentum. But the Green Jackets do take a 1-run lead for Cade Keeler entering the bottom of the first.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets carry a lead out of the first inning for the third time this week, scoring one in the first off of Richardson in both of his starts. Hillcat lineup, top five, same as last night. Knapchick, Velasquez, Churio, Gonzalez, Antunez. Then it goes Tommy Hawk, Pastrano, Paz, and Al Dewey. Against the right-hander, Cade Keeler out of Campbell. First pitch runs in and hits Knapchick on the inside. So Keeler, that's not how you want to begin. Knapchick can fly. This offense was phenomenal at getting on base and then stealing the extra bag. And after being shut down offensively following Drake's triple, the tying run is on one pitch in. Slider came in on Knapchick, who leans out over the plate and got him on the jersey. Puts Keeler in the stretch. And the fastball finds the inside corner on Ralphie Velasquez. Keeler still trying to bring back his velocity from his previous outings. Velasquez is 3-for-13 with 5 walks this week. Strong left-handed hitter. Takes the off-speed off the inside corner. Looked like the splitter. Everything has been pulled to the glove side so far for Keeler. 22-year-old righty out of Matthews, North Carolina. He'll pick over and check on Knapchick. Knapchick 12 of 16 stealing bases this year. Had 3 RBIs yesterday. The Hillcats as a whole 5 of 6 stealing last night. 1-1 slider underneath the bat of Velasquez. A long, slow swing from the former first-round pick. Velasquez, drafted as a catcher, has been used exclusively as a first baseman this week. And that's really all he's done this year defensively. Has not seen much time, if any, behind the dish. 1-2, runner goes, slider fouled away. Hillcats have not had much swing and miss this week. Struck out just 3 times last night. It was tied for the fewest by the Green Jackets pitching staff in a game. Garrett Bauman, the starter, went 4 1/3 innings and did not have a punch out. McDonough had 2 and Silva had 1 out of the pen. Keeler checks over on Knapchick. He's back safely. A quick dive for him ahead of Verdung's tag. Keeler takes a look over at first once again and comes to the set. Shuffles to a stop, runner going. Change up, strike 3, low throw from Owen. Not in time. Knapchick has the stolen base. Velasquez down swinging for the third time this week. Keeler with a very good splitter. Drops it under the bat of Velasquez. Man in scoring position for Jason Churio, who leads the team in RBIs. Churio 2-for-15 this week. Couple RBIs, a couple walks. Last night, 1-for-5. Figueroa, the shortstop, will hold on Knapchick. Splitter at the top of the zone, 0-1. Keeler fastball, slider, and splitter. Works from the right side. Seems to be better out of the stretch sometimes. More command. Knapchick, a big extend of the lead. Keeler with an inside move. But Figueroa wasn't covering the base. If Figueroa's on the bag, Keeler makes that throw and Knapchick is dead to rights. Instead, it's just the first detachment. Knapchick continues to extend off the bag. 0-1, hard hit down the right field line, but foul. Erlen Cerda coaching first for the Hillcats. The bench coach in his first year with Lynchburg. Second-year manager Jordan Smith at third. Connor Justice is coaching first. Winston Stoyer staying on the bench for the Green Jackets, which is why Cade Kern is coaching first. No balls and 2 strikes on Churio with a pair of splitters. Keeler, a deep breath on the rubber. He'll spin once again, but does not throw. So he's detached twice without ever actually throwing to second. Knapchick has drawn a good deal of his attention. With a lefty in the box, Harry Owen has a wide open throwing lane behind the dish. 0-2 fastball fouled away. Hardest pitch of the day at 91 for Keeler, who had been in the upper 80s in the first 2 batters. Keeler will usually sit 90 to 92. He was in the mid-90s at Campbell and during his time with the USA Collegiate National Team. 0-2 slider misses low and inside. Churio not moving an inch, but the breaking ball does not catch him in the foot. Knapchick got on with the hit-by-pitch to start the bottom of the first. Stole second while Velasquez struck out. Figueroa holding him tight. 1-2 slider narrowly evades the corner. That's just about the exact same spot that Bryson Worrell struck out looking on. And this time a slider instead of a fastball. And Reginald Webb, who is the more inconsistent of the 2 umpires this week, did not make the call. 2-2. Bounced foul off the front foot of Churio. Green Jacket defense, Robert Gonzalez in left, Bryson Worrell in center, and Noah Williams in right. Left to right on the infield, it's Joe Olsovsky, Lakehair Figueroa, Luis Sanchez, and Will Verdung with Harry Owen catching Cade Keeler. Tying run at second in the first. Fastball doesn't get the call on the inside corner, so Keeler's getting squeezed here in the bottom of the first after Reggie Webb expanded the zone substantially to end the top half. Forcing Keeler to throw a few extra. Count goes full in the first. Knapchick dancing but not going. Splitter fouled back into the net. Always fun to look at the live stats on MILB.com with the game day. They put the ball for ball 3 right down the middle. They know. Pitch number 9, slider flared into shallow left center. Gonzalez, a late break coming in, will make the catch at waist level. Robert Gonzalez charging in quickly. You have three current or former center fielders in the outfield with Gonzalez, Worrell, and Williams, so there's a lot of ground being covered. A nine-pitch at bat. Keeler's now thrown 15 pitches in his first three batters, but there's two away with a man at second for Esteban Gonzalez. 5-for-12 with four RBIs this week. He's hitting 275 on the season. A phenomenal week indeed. Keeler's first pitch, a fastball, evades the top of the zone. And Keeler snarls in at Reggie Webb. You don't see him show a lot of emotion very often, but has not agreed with a handful of calls. Slider below the knees. This time he gets that call, and Keeler makes another face. That being a strike, but ball one not, shows you what kind of week and game this is going to be. 1-1 on Gonzalez, who's DHing tonight. Slider in the dirt. Good block from Harry Owen. Ball two. Both pitchers with lengthy first innings. Keeler still battling to get out of his. Alonzo Richardson allowed just one hit in the inning, allowed a run, but a couple of long ABs. Splitter drops into the top of the zone. Keeler's splitter has developed over time between his career at Campbell and now here in the pros, but it has been at its best this season. 2-2 on Gonzalez. Figueroa no longer holding. Bounce to second base for Luis Sanchez. He makes the play, and without allowing a hit, Cade Keeler works out of inning number one. Knapchick with the hit by pitch, stranded at second. It's a 1-0 game in favor of the Green Jackets after the first.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
One run on one hit in the first off of Alonzo Richardson. Cade Keeler working a scoreless bottom half, so Augusta has a lead after one. Figueroa, Owen, and Gonzalez, 5, 6, and 7 due up, seeing Alonzo Richardson for the second time this week. 5'11", 165 from the right side for Richardson. Sits 91 consistently with the fastball. Has been up to 94, but not in the zone with that velocity. First pitch, Lakeir Figueroa drives it out to deep left field. Hawk at the track, and he'll make the play. Not much breeze blowing anywhere today. It's circling around the diamond when it comes. Hawk went all the way back to the wall, put a hand on the fence, and then took a half step in. Figueroa, a long first out. Third game behind the dish for Harry Owen, and he digs in. He's 1-for-8 this week. Had a base hit in game number two. Takes a fastball down the middle. Taking all the way after a one pitch out to start. And Richardson continues to work quickly. Slider down the left field line. That'll hook into the corner and stay fair. It hits off the sidewall. Owen's going to try for two. Hawk loads up the throw. It's cut off. And Harry Owen has his first extra base hit of the week. A one out double for the backstop. Owen out in front of a slider slightly, but uses those quick, strong wrists to just whip the ball over the head of the third baseman, Pastrano, and guide it into the left field corner. 325 to both corners, 400 to straightaway center here at Bank of the James Stadium. Green Jackets have another man in scoring position for Robert Gonzalez with one out. First pitch fastball to the lefty is popped out to left field. Tommy Hawk is underneath this one in front of the track, gets behind the ball, but Owen was not tagging. Figueroa and Gonzalez both with first pitch flyouts. It's been just four pitches to get through three batters and two outs for Alonzo Richardson. And this is the kind of inning he's much more prone to have than the first. Has found his command in the second against the bottom of the order. Joe Olsovsky back in the ballgame. He takes a strike. 0-1. Olsovsky has played first, second, short, and third this week. He's at the hot corner tonight. Big lead for Owen at second, held on by the second baseman, Al Dewey. 0-1 fastball misses out despite the egregious frame from Richard Paz, who brought that from the stripe at the front of the left-handed batter's box to the middle of the zone. It's not how you buy goodwill. The outfield is shallow in the corners. Center field is deep. Slider hit down the right field line for a base hit. Over the head of Velasquez. Olsovsky trying to go to second. Owen will score. It's a two-out RBI double for Joe Olsovsky. Olsovsky loops the breaking ball over the head of the first baseman, Velasquez, and the Green Jackets have doubled the lead on a pair of two-baggers. Olsovsky's second RBI in as many nights. He has 14 on the season. Hits safely in back-to-back ball games. It's 2-0. The Augusta offense, light years better when the bottom of the order is producing. And time and again this season, it's been Olsovsky who's been the culprit at the bottom. Here's Noah Williams. He takes a changeup outside. Just a smidge off the outside corner. With the exception of the strikeout of Bryson Worrell in the first, the zone has been tight outside to lefties. Williams hitting 174 this season. Olsovsky a big lead, so Richardson will pick back, but Knapchick wasn't covering. Was behind the bag and makes the catch in front of the grass, but very slightly. Olsovsky's in safely. Williams 2-for-8 in two games played this week. Has been alternating out there with either Boucher or Celedonio. Fastball or changeup, in on the hands, popped away. Fastball and changeup look very similar out of the hand of Richardson. Changeup has good depth to it, especially against left-handers. 1-1. Williams in right field tonight, is also DH this week. Richardson a couple looks back at second. Olsovsky, a very big lead. And that runs in and hits Williams. And that certainly didn't feel good. 93 hits the right bicep of Williams. Noah has the elbow guard on the front arm, but it only covers so much ground. Both arms have hit a pitcher, or both pitchers have hit a batter tonight already. Two on, two out, and the Green Jackets already have a man home. Isaiah Drake tripled to start the night, and he'll dig in. He's 3-for-4 against Alonzo Richardson this week. Olsovsky at second, Williams at first. In an afternoon matinee, both have big leads. First pitch to Drake, driven out to center field, but off the end of the bat. Churio, to his left, makes the catch. Drake is retired for the first time today. Richardson leaves two men aboard, but the RBI double from Joe Olsovsky with two outs makes it a 2-0 game in inning number two.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Jackets up 2-0 in the middle of the second. Hillcats will send Wilfredo Antunez to lead off the bottom half. Cade Keeler hit Christian Knapcheck with the first pitch of the game, but then retired three consecutive, going through the heart of the Lynchburg offense to post a zero. Time is called before the first pitch of the bottom of the second. There's a ball laying on the warning track in foul territory down the right field line. Noah Williams finally realizes that's why play has been stopped, and he'll go grab it. Antunez 2-for-12. This is his fourth game played out of six this week. Has a home run and three RBIs. Each team only one long ball this week. That's a rarity here at Bank of the James. Keeler nearly hit Antunez with the first pitch. Fastball yanked to the glove side. Out of the windup so far tonight, Keeler has struggled with his command. Behind 1-0, slider bounced down the right field line, foul. Nice play made by Erlen Cerda, the first base coach. 1-1 on Wilfredo Antunez, strong switch hitter, playing right field. Splitter on the outside corner, a beautiful pitch. If Keeler's going to do well against this army of left-handers, that splitter has to be on, and it has been so far. 1-2. Another splitter on the ground of the shortstop, Figueroa. Antunez running hard, and a strong throw from Lake Hare makes the play. Four straight batters retired after Knapcheck got on pitch number one. Here's Tommy Hawk. Hawk has usually been either the leadoff man or the two-hole. The top five worked so well last night that Jordan Smith didn't want to change the order. After a night off yesterday, Hawk back in the order, 2-for-10 with three walks and three steals this week. He takes a fastball inside around the chin at 92. Hawk, the left fielder out of Wake Forest, ahead 1-0, bounces it down the right field line, foul to even the count. Keeler's velocity has been as low as 87 and as high as 92 on the fastball. A lot of variability for him. That's not uncommon for Keeler. 1-1 pitch. Speared down the left field line. A long run for Gonzalez. And it hooks foul. There's not much foul territory in that corner. But in the few shreds of dirt that still exist on the left side of that white stripe, it's strike two. Hawk was a draft-eligible sophomore out of Wake Forest, was old for his class, in 2 years where he hit a combined 340 for the Demon Deacons. Got on base at an obscenely high clip. And Hawk will use his timeout as he was all the way at second base by the time the ball was called foul. He took his sweet time getting back to the bright red bat. Now digs in for the 1-2. Keeler kicks and delivers. Splitter does not get the call. Splitter dropping just below the knees, says Reggie Webb. 2-2. Both pitchers feeling the squeeze from Reggie. Splitter a tad bit lower. Same result. Hawk is not obliged on either pitch. Hillcats continue to extend at bats against Keeler. Another full count for the right-hander. 3-2 to Hawk. Inside corner and ball four. Two of the last three pitches were inside the K zone on the Hawkeye. And Keeler doesn't get the call on either one. So Reggie Webb is making enemies on both sides of the ball. Hawk on with his fourth walk of the week. Keeler's now thrown 30 pitches in an inning and a third. Jose Pastrano digs in. Switch hitting third baseman. Keeler picks over to check on Hawk before he delivers it all to Pastrano. Hawk's 14 of 17 stealing this season, 3 of 3 against the Green Jackets. Keeler trying to control the run game best he can. First pitch to Pastrano, a mile high into center field. Bryson Worrell coming a few steps in. He'll make the play. Tommy Hawk scampers back to first but will not attempt to advance. Pastrano retired. He's hitless this week. Two down for Richard Paz. Second stint, second game with the Hillcats. Paz was here last week for one ball game, went 0 for 3 with 3 Ks and a walk. Started this year at the high A level in Lake County, went on the injured list quickly, recovering from an injury he suffered last year that cost him the final 3 months of his 2023 season. Paz was in double A for emergency support earlier this week, but sent down by the Akron Rubber Ducks back here. Slider misses low and in, ball one. Paz, 22-year-old left-handed pitcher. Big lead for Hawk. Keeler coming home, runs in and hit Paz with the fastball right between the shoulder blades. Second hit by pitch by Keeler today, third between the two teams. Two hit-by-pitches and a walk for Cade Keeler. Unseasonably out of the zone for the righty. Two on, two out, and Fran Aldui, the nine-man, has a chance to get the Hillcats on the board. Aldui, 194 on the season, has driven in just two. But good speed at second. Any ball to the outfield should bring home a run. That bounces foul down the third base line. A few centimeters to the left of the third base bag. The Hillcat faithful disagree. Aldui's 1 for 10 with 4 strikeouts this week, but he has driven in a run and stolen a base. Both of those were only his second of the season. 0-1 on Aldui. High and tight, and Aldui chases the fastball above the zone. Nothing in two, an uncomfortable swing as he simultaneously tried to bring the bat through the zone and get the head out of the way of the pitch. Aldui will use his timeout. Nothing in two. Hawk at second, Paz at first. 0-2 pitch, and the fastball is too high. Leadoff man Christian Knapchek waits on deck. You'd rather face him with nobody on and nobody out. Keeler trying to end the second scoreless. Runner going to third. Splitter, swing and a miss. Aldui lunging out at that off-speed pitch. It's the second strikeout of the night for Keeler. And he's gone through a pair of hitless innings, stranding three on base.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets up 2-0 out, hitting the Hillcats 3-0 through two frames. Sanchez, Verdung, and Worrell do up 2-3-4, all getting their second look at Alonzo Richardson, who's allowed 2 runs, 3 hits, a walk, a hit by pitch, and a strikeout. Neither Richardson nor Cade Keeler has been overly efficient. 37 pitches for Keeler, 33 for Richardson. He needed just 10 to allow a run in the second inning. Sanchez had an RBI ground out in the first. He takes a off-speed pitch off the outside corner. Richardson yanking it into the other batter's box, 1-0. Sanchez 214 on the season, a homer and 18 RBIs. He chases at the fastball, 1-1. Fastball stayed away. Very similar location to the previous pitch, just a bit closer to the white stripe. Ball and a strike. Richardson kicks and deals. On the ground, a shortstop once again for Sanchez. Knapp check to his right. Makes the first out of the inning. Sanchez has been peppering the ground all week. Leadoff man retired for the second time in three tries by Richardson. Will Verdung walked in the first and was caught stealing. Verdung 7 for 12 with 4 free passes and a hit by pitch this week. First pitch swinging tips the fastball into the mitt. Richardson was 91-92 up to 94 in the first two innings. He's been 87-89 here in the third. 0-1 fastball out. Richardson working almost too quickly right now. He's immediately getting that sign and kicking into the windup. Whatever Paz puts down, he trusts. 1-1 fastball on the outside corner. Well located, 1-2. Verdung has to step back in quickly. Richardson already ready to go. Popped up into right field. Antunez finds it over towards his left, makes the play with plenty of room to spare. And now that rushed pace that was costing Richardson some command in the first two innings is also bothering the timing of the Green Jackets. A bit surprised Verdung didn't use his timeout there as Richardson was standing on the mound and had the sign while Verdung was still adjusting his batting gloves. Bryson Worrell takes a high changeup, ball one. Worrell struck out looking on a fastball off the outside corner his last time up to end the first. Richardson trying to post his first zero of the night, and it's popped up behind third base. Pastrano and Knapchick both going out. They're both called off by Tommy Hawk, and Hawk comes flying in to make the play. 1-2-3 inning for Alonzo Richardson. Very quick time-wise. He's got somewhere to be today. 2-0 Green Jackets entering the bottom of the third.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Cade Keeler didn't allow a hit in the first nine batters' face. Did walk one and hit two. Christian Knapchek, the first pitch of the game from Keeler, wore one off the jersey. He'll dig in to start off the third, and the slider misses low and inside, ball one. Keeler's been pulling things to the glove side with all three pitches. It's a dangerous place to miss when you have nothing but lefties in the lineup. 1-0 on Knapchek. Runs in and hits Knapchick once again. And a frustrated flip of the bat from Knapchick. Cade Keeler has now hit three batters, including Knapchick twice. Keeler staring frustratedly into his own dugout. Hasn't been able to find his A command. Knapchick already stole one base today. Ralphie Velasquez struck out swinging in the first on a splitter where Knapchick took second. Slider misses low and inside, ball one. Keeler's been held very tight in the zone, squeezed on a number of occasions by Reggie Webb. And then when he's missed egregiously, including hitting three batters. Splitter tipped into the mitt. Harry Owen makes a nice grab, one and one. Velasquez a team-high 7 home runs and 32 RBIs. Breeze now blowing out to left center field. Keeler's 1-1 is driven out to right center. Gonzalez, Williams all playing in the gap, but it's Bryson Worrell who makes the catch. The Breeze caught that ball and blew it back to straightaway center, and Bryson Worrell makes the catch. Velasquez is 0 for 2 after being slightly jammed on the fastball. One on, one out for Jason Churio. He flew out to Gonzalez and left his last time up. Churio's 2 for 16 this week. The kind of talent that can get going in an instant, a microwave scorer of sorts. Keeler picks over to check on Knapchick. You only get two pickoff moves, and Keeler's been prone to use his first of two allotted before he throws his first pitch. Here's pitch number one to Churio after a long hold, and the fastball misses inside. When Keeler has yanked the fastball to the glove side, it has been 87 to 89. When he can get it up or get it out, 90 to 93. Runner goes. Splitter called a strike. Owen has a good throw. Out. Christian Knapchick did not get the foot in, and Harry Owen catches him stealing. That's a fantastic transfer and a throw right on the money from Harry Owen. Ball bounced right into the mitt of Figueroa, and Knapchick slid right into that same mitt. 2-1 on Churio. Keeler back out of the windup. Splitter misses outside. Ball three. Nobody on and two out. Keeler trying to retire the side in order for the first time. Counts 2-1. We'll correct the scoreboard here, and that's lined into right field for a base hit. Williams was playing into the gap. Churio's thinking about two. Williams cuts it off, but Jason Churio cruises in with a two-out double. First hit of the night for the Hillcats. Out in front of the splitter, but still enough muscle for Jason Churio to yank it down the right field line. Man in scoring position in all three innings for the Hillcats. They continue to knock on the door. Esteban Gonzalez represents the tying run with two outs. Churio's 14th double of the season puts himself in scoring position. First pitch to Gonzalez, inside with the slider. Keeler, at least he's consistent. When he's missing, everything seems to be missing in. Keeler takes a long look out at Churio at second, being held on by Figueroa. Inside corner with the slider, 1-1. A good adjustment on the breaking pitch, and Gonzalez gave up on it. Esteban, 274 on the season, 6 homers and 28 RBIs. Splitter, a three-quarter swing, fooled badly. Gonzalez tried to hold the bat back after he'd already swung all the way through. It was awkward all the way through, 1-2. Infield playing Gonzalez to pull. Target is out. Keeler with an inside move, just checking on Churio. Jason's 2 of 2 this week, stealing a 19 of 24 on the season. 1-2 pitch. Splitter off the glove of Owen. A pass ball will move Jason Churio up to third. Harry Owen with his fourth pass ball of the year. 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Gonzalez. A splitter that stayed up. But the issue for Owen, it just appeared that he closed the glove too early. Popped out like a snow cone away from the mitt. Churio halfway down the line at third on a 2-2 pitch. Splitter bounced over the head of first base coach Erlen Cerda. Gonzalez stays alive on another splitter that stayed high. ...51 pitches for Cade Keeler through 2 2/3. There's a baseball on the field. It'll be run down by Celedonio, who's got a day off today. Two balls and two strikes. Hillcats have their first run of the day 90 feet away at third base. Pitch to Gonzalez. Into right field for a base hit. Softly hit down the line. Gonzalez has at least two. He's booking around second. Heading for third. Williams' throw will be cut off. It's a stand-up triple for Esteban Gonzalez. A softly hit line drive just continues to roll, and Williams was so deep into right center field. Gonzalez all the way over to third. Tying run now 90 feet away. Hillcats on the board. It's a 2-1 game for Wilfredo Antunez. Back-to-back two-out extra base hits off of Cade Keeler. Antunez grounded out to shortstop. He'll fist one into left center field. Robert Gonzalez is there. He makes the catch, stranding Esteban at third base. But the Hillcats score for the first time in three tries. Two-out offense from Churio and Gonzalez. Cut the deficit in half after three.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Hillcats on the board, 2-1 game after three. Green Jackets went down in order against Alonzo Richardson in the third. They'll try to start some offense back up with Blake Hare Figueroa leading off the fourth. Figueroa, Owen, and Gonzalez, that's the same three that were initially hitting in the second. Green Jackets got doubles from Owen and Olsovsky in that inning. And now the wind is really stirred up and is blowing significantly out to left field. Blake Hare Figueroa, first pitch swinging for the second straight at bat. Pops it into foul territory on the first base side. The catcher, Paz, will make the catch. Paz calling off Velasquez. One pitch, one out for the second inning in a row. Figueroa's been ultra-aggressive all season long. He's seen two pitches. He's been retired on two pitches. Have to assume Harry Owen will be taking here. Doubled and scored in the second in a very similar situation. Takes a fastball around the outside corner. Paz a good frame, and Webb is fooled. Owen hitting 189 on the year, 2-for-9 this week. He'll fly a fastball back over the netting and onto the concourse. No balls and two strikes for Alonzo Richardson. Quickly kicks and deals, and the third straight fastball is yanked to the glove side. Richardson a lengthy first inning. Since then, has been efficient and worked even quicker than he did in inning number one. 1-2 to the catcher, Owen. Fastball misses low. Had a little bit of sink out of the right hand of Richardson. Could not find the bottom of the zone. He gets the ball back and steps right back on the rubber. One sign, 2-2 slider, roped into right, and it hangs up for Antunez. Green Jackets today and all week long, in terms of hard hit balls, have out hit the Hillcats, but Lynchburg has been experts at just dropping baseballs into the corner, into the gaps, down the lines, over the heads, and taking advantage of shifts. Six straight batters retired. Robert Gonzalez will make it seven. Sharply hit to Al Dewey at second, a 4-3, and that is a seven pitch inning in the fourth. Not much time to rest for Cade Keeler. Immediately back on the defensive, trying to hold the lead 2-1 mid-fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cade Keeler on a Father's Day Sunday trying to hold the Hillcats in check, allowed a run on two hits with three hit-by pitches and a walk. The bases have been crowded. The Green Jackets have sent many a men down to the bullpen to start stretching. Tommy Hawk walked in the second. He'll lead off the fourth. 6-7-8 for the Hillcats. First pitch misses just inside. Hawk acted like that was going to hit him in the head, went diving out of the way. It missed the corner by a matter of millimeters. 1-0 on the outside corner with the fastball evens the count. Hawk 273 on the year. 20 walks on the season to 34 strikeouts. Pops it behind third base. Olsovsky ranging out in fair territory, makes the play, gets 2 feet down on the right side of the right stripe. Son of a former NFL player knows to get both feet in. Didn't need to, but the catch counts just the same. Nice play for Joe. Leadoff man retired. Tiptoeing inside the line. Jose Pastrano flew out to center field in the second. Pastrano still looking for his first hit of the week. Couple hard hit balls for him, but nothing to show for it yet. Fastball at eye level, ball one. The run given up in the third was Cade Keeler's first earned run allowed since May 26th. Pastrano swings through the slider 1-1. Keeler had gone 12 2/3 in a row without allowing an earned run, and 9 2/3 without allowing a run at all. Slider bounced down the first baseline. Verdung picks it up in foul territory. Tried to flip it to a fan. The fan missed the baseball. It bounced back onto the field of play. Now Celedonio has to run it back and try to flip it again, and this time the kid makes the catch. Second time the charm, young fan with a souvenir. 1-2, Keeler stutters from the windup. Fastball high. Keeler's command has been at its best with this splitter. Slider has improved over time. Fastball still a little sporadic from the right side. 2-2 pitch to Pastrano. Breaking ball inside, count goes full. The latest in a long line of full counts for Cade Keeler today. A rare day where his pitch count has not been efficient, and time is called by Pastrano right as Keeler went into his windup. Was hoping for an efficient inning here. Pastrano has other plans. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Another chance for Olsovsky. He and Figueroa both go out. Instead, they'll both be called off by Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez glides in for the second straight out in the air in the fourth. Lot of fly ball outs this week for the Hillcats. Lefties have been going to the backside, foul balls that direction, and then when they get it off the end of the bat in fair territory, left fielders, third baseman, and shortstops have had busy times. Richard Paz was hit by a pitch his last time up. He'll take a fastball, nearly finding the corner. Instead, it's 1-0. Paz has had 5 plate appearances in 2 games this year in Lynchburg. Has not put a ball in play. 1-0 slider at the top of the zone. Called a strike right at the chest on the Copa de Diversión jerseys. Limonadas de Hill City for the second time this season. Keeler working quickly. 1-1 slider into right field for a base hit. So there's Paz's first hit and first ball put in play of the year here in Lynchburg. Paz, a welcome addition to this roster. Had a solid season here in 2022. Hillcats made the Northern Division playoffs for the first time. Then struggled last year in Lake County, got hurt, missed the back half of the season, and has been battling injuries once again this year. 1-1, 2-out, Fran Aldui takes a fastball where Reggie Webb, the umpire, started to go up to call it a strike and then came back down. Keeler again glaring in towards the dugout. He's not had fun with this strike zone. 1-0 off the inside corner. Owen trying to bring it back, and Keeler frowning into the zone once again. Reggie Webb has been tighter than we've ever seen him. Second time in 3 weeks he's been on the umpiring crew for the Green Jackets. Slider driven into center field. Worrell got a late break, but makes the catch in front of the track. Out number 3 is recorded. Paz eliminates the opportunity for a 1-2-3 inning, but Keeler is through 4 with just 1 run allowed. It's 2-1 Green Jackets at Bank of the James Stadium.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Alonzo Richardson, after a slightly long first inning, has settled in quickly. 2-1 ball game. He's on the wrong side of the scoreboard, but has allowed just 3 hits in that time. A strikeout, a walk, a hit by pitch. Retired the last 7 batters he's faced, all on relatively weak contact. His first pitch of the 5th will be pitch number 50. Facing Joe Olsovsky, who had an RBI double in the 2nd. First pitch slider misses high. Olsovsky hit a breaking ball over the head of first baseman Ralphie Velasquez to score Harry Owen. Richardson from the windup. It's lined up the middle and a multi-hit day for Joe Olsovsky. 2 hits and 2 at-bats for Joe Olsovsky after breaking out of an 0-for-18 last night. Olsovsky is bringing the momentum back the other direction. 6th career multi-hit game for Joe O. The leadoff man is on for the first time since the first inning. Noah Williams was hit by a pitch in the 2nd frame. Infield in double play depth. 3rd baseman Pastrano protecting for the bunt. It's bounced softly towards shortstop. Knapchek's only play is at first, and he gets Williams by a step. So Pastrano was protecting for the sacrifice bunt. It did not come. But after a jam shot on a fastball, the result is the same. Olsovsky into scoring position with 1 out for Isaiah Drake, who has tripled and lined out to center field. Seems like everything Zay hits recently is hard. Olsovsky a big lead at 2nd. Slider at the top of the zone. Drake moans his way out of the third or the left-handed batter's box. He was not happy with that call above the letters. Olsovsky being held tight by Knapchek, the shortstop. Knapchek now backs away. Richardson gives another look out to second, and the 0-1 fastball misses in the dirt. Drake opens his hands up saying, what was that, to Reggie Webb? And the issue he's having is pause called time as soon as the ball bounced in. Olsovsky had no chance to even try to advance because Reggie Webb gave pause time as soon as he didn't catch the ball. 1-1 slider off the outside corner, called a strike. So Reggie Webb is starting to expand the zone now. It's a coin flip, 1-2. Olsovsky, a big lead, shortens up a little with Knapchek in his pocket. Ball and two strikes on Drake. Olsovsky extends, Knapchek backs away. Fastball is high, ball two. Drake has had something to say to Reggie Webb after every single pitch. As talkative a hitter as you'll ever see in the left-handed batter's box, the 18-year-old center fielder who's DHing tonight. Olsovsky dancing around at second. 2-2 pitch, slider popped out of play. Richardson has been alternating sliders and fastballs against Drake. All three sliders have been in the zone. Both fastballs have missed. See if the pattern continues here on pitch number six. Insurance run at second with less than two outs. Two balls and two strikes on Drake. Here's the pitch lined back into the net. Drake with a big swing. The helmet nearly came off. Eyes lit up on a high fastball. Drake deep in the left-handed batter's box. Bright red batting gloves behind the black helmet. Pitch number seven of the at-bat from Alonzo Richardson after two looks out at second. One more for good measure. And he misses outside with the fastball. Hardest pitch since the second inning, up to 93. Last time he hit that marker, he also hit Noah Williams. No fastball harder than 91 has been in the zone tonight for Alonzo Richardson. The count is full. Here's pitch number eight, and that misses high. It's off the glove of Paz. Drake takes ball four. Olsovsky went halfway around third, fell down, and is able to get back as Paz flipped it to home plate. Olsovsky advances on the wild pitch. Drake is on via the free pass. That's a great at-bat from a young lefty. Two aboard with one out for Luis Sanchez. Sanchez is grounded out to shortstop twice. With Drake's speed and with Sanchez's proclivity to ground balls, you might expect Drake to go. Isaiah's 9 of 10 stealing bases this season got caught on Thursday for the first time in his pro career. Runner goes on the first pitch. Fastball called a strike. The throw is not in time. A slide step from Richardson, a good throw from Paz, and even that doesn't catch Isaiah Drake. He's 10 of 11. Drake's got three steals and four tries this week. 0-1 on Sanchez, a fastball down the middle. And now the infield comes in with two men in scoring position. Sanchez, 0-for-2, had an RBI ground out in the first. Slider on the inside corner. Luis hitting 211 on the season. Sanchez is 4 of 19 this week with two RBIs. Playing him to pull, a lot of space up the middle. Chokes up just a little bit from the right side. Richardson, a long hold. Coming home with 2 seconds to spare. It's popped up behind first base. Velasquez content to watch it fly, and it ends up in foul territory and over the wall. Sanchez stays alive. Will Verdung is on deck. He's been productive all week. But you'd love to see at least one run come home from Sanchez. Second and third with one out in the fifth. Richardson from the stretch. Slider, strike three. Sanchez chasing in way off the corner. That breaking ball started off the plate, and Sanchez was duty-bound to swing, it appears. Second strikeout of the night for Richardson. Here's Will Verdung in a big at-bat. Best pitch Sanchez saw all AB was the first one that he took down the middle. Fastball misses high to Verdung, 1-0. Will Verdung has walked and flown out to right field. Infield shifted to the left side. Second baseman Al Dewey playing up the middle, not holding Drake on. 1-0 slider in the dirt. Good block from Paz. Two balls and no strikes on Verdung. First base open. Bryson Worrell has been struggling the last couple games. Certainly do not have to concede against Will Verdung. And time is called. Paz is going out to the mound to discuss exactly how they'd like to attack Verdung. You completely understand why Sanchez had the take sign on in the first pitch of his at-bat. Connor Justice, the tonight's third base coach, wanting to make sure Drake didn't get doubled up as he tried to steal. Just unfortunate for Luis that fastball happened to be right down the center. Two balls and no strikes on Will Verdung. 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Big leads at both bases. Slider just off the inside corner. A lot of movement on the breaking pitch from Richardson, but it's ball three. It's not an automatic take with Verdung at the dish. On a 3-0 count, Richardson out of the stretch. A deep breath. Fastball, low ball four. A four-pitch walk for Verdung. Second walk of the day. Three walks now in 4 2/3 for Richardson. More walks than he had in his last three starts combined. And here we go. Bases loaded, two outs, a one-run game, and pitching coach Tony Arnold will now take a visit to the mound. There's movement in the pen. Can't quite tell who it is. Slightly hidden. But this is very likely to be Alonzo Richardson's last batter. 68 pitches, 41 strikes through 4 2/3. Richardson has walked two and allowed a hit in this inning. Bases are loaded with two outs. Bryson Worrell has struck out looking and popped up into shallow left field. Tony Arnold's a veteran of this. Could not have walked any slower out to the mound, but then a nice little sprint back in once his time expires. Olsovsky at third after leading off the inning with a single. Drake a walk and a steal. He's at second. Verdung a four-pitch walk at first to load them with two outs. Worrell is 2-for-12 this week. First pitch to the switch hitter. Flown out to shallow center. Churio coming in, one pitch after the meeting. Richardson strands the bases loaded. Bryson Worrell off the end of the bat, retired on a fastball. It's five solid innings for Alonzo Richardson. Keeler back out for the fifth with the pen in quick action. Halfway through the ball game on a getaway Sunday in Lynchburg.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Well, defense tends to lead to offense, and after Alonzo Richardson strands the bases loaded in the top of the fifth, the Hillcats are back at the top of their order in the bottom half. Christian Knapchick has been hit by a pitch twice in two plate appearances and nearly got hit by a third. Slider around the shins, and Knapchick muttering under his breath to Harry Owen. Keeler continues when out of the windup to miss glove side, and the Green Jackets have Bo Phillip throwing in the pen. 1-0 slider, bounced foul, 1-1. Knapchick's been on twice. Stole second in the first, was caught stealing second in the third. Just the fifth time he's been caught this year. Keeler, the 1-1 pitch, popped out into right field. Noah Williams is circling underneath it a few steps to his left. He makes the overhead catch. Leadoff man retired for the second inning in a row by Cade Keeler. Knapchick's first official AB. He is retired. Here's Ralphie Velasquez. A strikeout and a flyout to center field. Keeler's at 71 pitches. This will be his last inning. First pitch to Velasquez, a splitter outside. Ralphie 3 for 15 this week. First round pick out of the California high school ranks. Watches the second splitter bounce low. Velasquez has been out in front of that splitter when it's been in the zone, has chased a couple times, but has been patient to start at bat number 3. Sees a fastball and drives it out to right field, but again, right at Noah Williams. Williams makes a nice play, this time at eye level. A couple routine checks for Noah Williams. Two up, two down in the fifth. Cade Keeler has not had a 1-2-3 inning yet in four tries. Back-to-back frames, he's now retired the first two men. Last inning pause, singled with two outs to extend the inning. Jason Churio, a double and a flyout. Churio had a two-out double in the third, advanced to third on a pass ball, and then scored on Gonzalez's triple. He sees a first-pitch fastball at the eyes, ball one. Phillip loosening quickly. Keeler shakes once, steps forward, back, rocks and home, and it's driven down the right field line, foul over the bullpen and onto the berm. One young fan that way will be able to track it down. Family-oriented crowd, as you'd expect on a Father's Day Sunday. Ball and a strike. Keeler at the top of the zone. A check swing did not go. That was right around the chest as it is. The Green Jacket coaching staff exchanging bemused looks on where that pitch missed outright. Keeler's 2-1 line to third. Olsovsky lunges forward and catches the ball in the air. Line drive sinking quickly. Olsovsky was settling into a backhand. All of a sudden he could realize that he could catch that ball in the air and did so. Five innings of one-run baseball for Cade Keeler. Very solid outing for him, and whether he's done or not, he's been impressive. Green Jackets up by one after five, and here come the Hillcats going to their bullpen.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
So the Hillcats turn to their bullpen. Ward Kalen Vasquez in to start the sixth. Five strong innings for Alonzo Richardson. Four hits, two runs, both of them earned. Three walks and two strikeouts. Vasquez will face Figueroa, Owen, and Gonzalez. Figueroa has led off three times in six frames, and he takes a fastball inside. It's the first time in three ABs. Figueroa hasn't put the first pitch into play. Vasquez, a 22-year-old right-hander, 6'3", 194. Stutters out of the windup, and the fastball is lined right off the helmet of Richard Paz. Figueroa got bat straight to ball and straight into helmet. Did not touch the glove at all, and Paz got his bell rung early. Vasquez making his second appearance of the week and 15th of the season. Allowed a hit and a walk in a scoreless ninth inning and a 5-0 victory on Wednesday. This year 1-1 with a 4.21 ERA and 25 and two-thirds. Just shy of a hit per inning, has been very solid with his command as well. It's a very slow delivery from Vasquez. Breaking ball, lined into right field, and Figueroa's on for the first time today. Lakehair Figueroa has his second hit of the week. Vasquez stands straight up and down on the mound, but when he steps, lunging back to his left side and his initial motion out of the windup, he'll pause at that position before going into his leg lift. Can be a bit tough to get your timing right on that, but a sharp breaking ball is lined into right field, and Figueroa's on for Harry Owen. Vasquez now out of the stretch. He'll pick over to check on Figueroa. A much closer play than it should have been as Figueroa went back standing. He was still putting the light blue sliding mitt on the right hand. But he got back ahead of Velasquez's tag. Velasquez at first, not to be confused with Vasquez on the mound. Harry Owens 1-for-2. And he takes a fastball on the outside corner at 91. Owen a double down the left field line and a sharply hit line drive right at the right fielder on Tunez. Couple barrels for him this afternoon. Figueroa extending his lead off of first. Slide step to the plate and Owen fouls it back. Figueroa was not going. The count is 0-2. In case you're just joining us, Winston Sawyer is usually your third base coach as the manager with Connor Justice at first. Winston is acting as a bench coach today. So Connor Justice is coaching third and first, or outfielder Cade Kern is coaching first. 0-2 on Owen. They'll pick over again on Figueroa. It's a very quick move from Vasquez. Athletic on the mound, but not in time. Harry Owen calling time, and it appears he had something in his eye. Bo Phillip keeps throwing pitch by pitch. He's ready and waiting in the pen for the Green Jackets. Phillip likely to have the sixth. Vasquez, his 0-2 pitch with a runner going, is popped into right field. Down the line on Tunez. In fair territory, makes the catch. Hung up in the air off the end of the bat from Owen. He's retired. Good piece of two-out swinging, but it stayed up. Antunez runs it down. One on, one out for Robert Gonzalez, who has flown out to left and grounded out to second. Figueroa already has a stolen base this week. He tried to steal once already. Gonzalez waiting from the left side. First pitch fastball fouled away. Vasquez is noticeably quick to the plate. His normal stride is short to begin with, and he adds in a slide step. Certainly makes the job behind the plate easier. Should Figueroa elect to go? 0-1 on Gonzalez, holds the hands low in the left-handed box. Another pick over, a sharp throw. Vasquez makes the catch, but does not need to apply a tag as Figueroa is back early. Green Jackets have been held off the scoreboard since the second, put one run up each in innings 1 and 2, left the bases loaded last inning in the fifth. Vasquez, the 0-1, a slide step, and the fastball is below the knees. Gonzalez is 1 for 13 this week. A single and a walk, his two trips on base. Very good speed out of the left-handed box. You have decent speed at second in Figueroa as well. Vasquez is 1-1, breaking ball, 12-6 curve. Started low, got lower, and a good take from Robert. Gonzalez's strikeout numbers have piled up as the season has gone along. Gonzalez this season, 64 strikeouts, in 48 games. Been working to cut that down diligently at the plate. Gonzalez ahead 2-1, infield playing up the middle. Figueroa leaning towards second, not going, and it's fouled away by Robert Gonzalez. Bouncing through his legs and towards the first base dugout. Count even at twos. Figueroa took a couple steps towards second base. More pantomiming going rather than anything else. Didn't look like he went and shut it down. Two balls, two strikes, one out on Gonzalez in the sixth. Vasquez will pick over once more. That's the second of this at bat. Figueroa in with that dive, and Kern will remind him that that was two. Cade Kern has relished being a first base coach and the opportunities he's had to do that. Vasquez, a deep breath. Slide step home with the changeup, and Gonzalez down swinging. First changeup of the day for Ward Kalen Vasquez, and it was a beauty. Back-to-back batters retired after Figueroa's leadoff single. Joe Olsowski's 2-for-2 with an RBI. A double and a single and two ABs. Olsowski's raised his batting average by 15 points already today, up to 193 on the year. Another pick over. They're very interested in Figueroa. Velasquez was playing in front of the bag. He had to double back into the foul territory to catch that ball. Throw was left to the arm side a tad from Ward Kalen Vasquez. First pitch to Joe Olsowski. Figueroa got a great jump on a curveball, and he's got that base stolen easily. The ball goes into center field, and Figueroa heads over to third. Figueroa went feet first, sliding into second. Fran Aldui got ran into by Figueroa. Aldui trying to plead his case to Cam Jones that he was prohibited from getting to the baseball by Lakehair. It'll be Figueroa's fifth steal of the season, and then he advances on the E2. Paz's throw was late and ran into center. Man at third with two outs, a 1-0 count on Olsowski. He takes a fastball low. Paz dropped the pitch, but it stayed right at the feet of umpire Reginald Webb. Ball two. Olsowski coming into today on the scouting report, not necessarily the man you would have been worried about beating you, but he has. He's 2-for-2, and now he's being treated with kid gloves. 2-0 fastball off the outside corner, ball three. This is the exact same treatment Will Verdun got in the fifth with first base open and a man at third. No reason to let him beat you on a ball in the zone. Three straight pitches off the corners. Vasquez a 3-0. Olsowski taking all the way. It's a thigh-high fastball for strike one. Noah Williams is on deck. He's been hit by a pitch and grounded out to shortstop softly. 0-for-1 on the day, 2-for-9 on the week. Figueroa at third with two outs. Vasquez to Olsowski. Fastball out, ball four. First walk of the night for Ward Kalen Vasquez. Two on, two out for Noah Williams. Switch hitting right fielder out of Redondo Beach, California. Has been hit and grounded out. First chance to swing with men in scoring position. His first at-bat of the day had Olsowski at second, but he didn't get to swing because he was hit by the first pitch. Men at the corners, Olsowski a big lead, not going. Changeup misses inside, ball one. Vasquez getting a little bit frustrated with his perceived lack of command over the last couple batters. Vasquez shuffles to a stop from the stretch. 1-0 to Noah Williams. Softly hit to the right side. Williams says it hit him. They're acting as though that's a fair ball. And the Hillcats are coming off the field. Noah Williams never left the box. He said he got hit. He's been limping at home plate since it first made contact. And the Hillcats are leaving. Everybody's paused. Noah Williams, that's something that's hard to fake that immediately. There was no hesitation in his representation that he got hit on the front foot. It took an awkward spin, and they're going to call him out, and Connor Justice is going to argue. That baseball very clearly hit Noah Williams in the front foot, and the Green Jacket coaching staff, who have had issues with this umpiring crew multiple weeks in a row, Connor Justice is pleading his case. Winston Sawyer, the manager, is coming out to argue as well. Sawyer coming out. Bo Phillip is coming in to pitch. But the ball took a very clear redirection off the foot of Noah Williams, and that's how the sixth inning ends. The Green Jackets strand two on base as a foul ball is called out number three. Winston Sawyer is irate, and you can't blame him. We'll step away on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP?
Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Bo Phillip coming in for Cade Keeler. 5 innings, 3 hits, a run, a walk, and 2 strikeouts for Cade. He leaves with a 2-1 lead. Winston Sawyer spent the entirety of that half inning arguing with Cam Jones and Reginald Webb unsuccessfully. Can't hurt to plead his case. Esteban Gonzalez pops the first pitch fastball into left field, and Robert Gonzalez makes the play. One pitch, one out to start the bottom of the sixth. Phillip, 13 games this year, a 4.85 ERA, 24 Ks in 26 innings. Last worked on Tuesday, the 11th in the Green Jacket win. Phillip worked a scoreless ninth inning in the 9-1 victory. Leadoff man retired. Here's Wilfredo Antunez. It was a less than amicable discussion. Cam Jones and Winston Sawyer have been nose to nose a couple times over the last 2 weeks. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. No ejections, no warnings. Sawyer trying to keep it civil. Fouled away by Antunez. That's a call that whether you have two umpires or four, you simply can't miss. Noah Williams, quite frankly, is not a good enough actor to immediately start selling that he got hit on the foot. Change up, strike three. A beautiful pitch from Phillip has Antunez chasing. Back-to-back batter set down to start the bottom of the sixth in a 2-1 game. The Green Jackets have now left five on base in the last 2 innings. And with that being the reasoning, you have complete understanding with Winston Sawyer being upset. That ball bounced off the front shin guard. Tommy Hawk bounces it up the middle. A big bounce for Figueroa and a 5-pitch inning for Bo Phillip. Retires the side in order in the sixth. Bo Phillip looking good and will step back away. 1-2-3 inning on to the seventh. 2-1 Green Jackets.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Wart Kalen Vasquez, a hit and a walk in the sixth. Similar stat line to what he had last time out in the ninth on Wednesday. Facing the top of the order now, Drake Sanchez and Verdung in a 2-1 game in the seventh. Noah Adcock Howarth live from Bank of the James Stadium in the Hill City. Limonadas de Hill City, the Copa identity on the field for the second time for Lynchburg. Hillcats trying to get their fifth straight win after losing the series opener to Augusta. Cade Keeler, a strong start. Keeler and Alonzo Richardson, both very good in their respective starts. It's the bullpen from here on out. Isaiah Drake is 1-for-2, and he takes a curveball outside. With Vasquez back out of the windup, you're going to see that prolonged release. Steps back, stops, lifts the leg high, and the 1-0 fastball misses inside. Drake has tripled, lined out to center, walked and stolen a base. A great week. A good game. Drake, when he's on, is arguably the most fun man to watch on this roster. 2-0 fastball outside, ball three. For personal, physical, and mental safety, we do not recommend walking Isaiah Drake to lead off an inning. Drake's ahead 3-0. Vasquez quickly enters his windup. Down the middle, called a strike. Drake tried to sell it, smiling with Reggie Webb. They both knew that was a strike. 3-1. Infield playing up the middle on Drake, who's gone that way time and again. 3-1 fastball off the outside corner, called strike two. So Reggie Webb then expands the zone and the count goes full. Drake did a quick circle around the batter's box and he'll use his timeout. Shortstop moves back behind second. Pastrano, the third baseman, over away from the line. 3-2 pitch to Isaiah Drake. Out of the windup, breaking ball, fouled away. Drake hits it off the facing of his own dugout. Looked like he nearly got Caden Morton. Pitch number 7 of the AB from Ward Kalen Vasquez. 3-2 to Drake. Inside, ball 4. Paz can't make the catch. Drake's on with his second walk in his last two plate appearances. So Drake's on. Vasquez is not an easy man to steal off of, and Paz has a good arm behind the dish. Green Jackets are 2-for-2 off of Paz tonight and 1-for-1 off of Vasquez. Luis Sanchez is 0-for-3, two groundouts and a strikeout. Drake already at a big lead. Vasquez out of the stretch. He'll pick over to check on Drake. Saw that one coming. Vasquez, he doesn't telegraph his pickoffs, but he does appear a lot more rigid in the lineup. There's a change to his body language on the mound when he wants to pick over. Slide step, breaking ball, runner goes. The throw is high and not in time. A slide step, a good throw, a little bit high, but even so, there is not much that could be done more. This is Isaiah Drake at his best. Double plus speed, borderline elite, and he runs phenomenally. Ball one on Sanchez. Drake is 11 of 12 this year. Sanchez drives it down the right field line, fair ball and into the corner. Sanchez heading to second. Drake can cruise on in and score. It's an RBI double for Luis Sanchez and a 3-1 game. Boy, did the Green Jackets need that. Their first run since the second. Luis Sanchez with his second RBI of the series. RBI number 18 on the season. He drives a line drive into the corner, hooking towards the line. It stayed fair, and it's 3-1. Sanchez now a big lead out at second. Here's Will Verdung. He takes a curveball on the inside corner. Verdung, two walks and a flyout. Going with the pitch, Sanchez, a great job of getting the foot down and keeping himself engaged in the at-bat. 0-1 to Verdung off the outside corner with the breaking pitch. Verdung with two walks has extended his on-base streak to 13. Second highest total of the season. He had a stretch of 15 games in a row in early May. Six-game hitting streak is on the line here in the seventh. 1-1. On the ground, pass, third base, foul, strike two. They're stretching in the bullpen for the Limonadas. Hillcats have multiple men up and moving, but neither of them are throwing. 3-1 in the seventh, nobody out, man at second. Ball and two strikes on Verdung. Sanchez shortens up the lead a little bit. Curveball at the top of the zone, popped up on the first base side. Velasquez and Paz converge. Velasquez makes the catch. Verdung retired for the second time tonight. One on, one out for Bryson Worrell. Worrell's 0 for 3. 2 for 15 this week. A whole lot of pop-ups. He's been swinging for the fences, and as of yet, he's been unsuccessful. If you give him something up, however, that could change in a heartbeat. 3-1 game. Green Jackets out hitting the Hillcats 6-3. Changeup bounces in on Worrell. Good block from Paz, 1-0. Bryson's been in Rome, been in Gwinnett for two games this year, had a walk-off homer for the Stripers. Dealt with the injury bug early, and now he's here with the Green Jackets, adding some depth to their lineup. Sanchez shuffles off of second with Knapchick in his pocket. Worrell chases the changeup, 1-1. Green Jackets have doubled the lead here in the top of the seventh. Nothing is ever truly safe against this vaunted Hillcat offense. But two is certainly better than one. 1-1 to Worrell. High fastball. He's late and underneath it. Vasquez changing eye levels and changing speeds well in this at-bat. Worrell will use his timeout. Drake with the walk and the steal of second put him in scoring position. The location of Sanchez's double. Drake would have tried to score anyway, but it made it much more certain with him in scoring position after the steal. Ball and two strikes on Worrell. Change up, strike three. It goes through the legs of Paz. Nobody at first, and Worrell reaches. Bryson Worrell reaches on the K and the drop third strike. Sanchez up to third base. A change up. Right between the knees of Richard Paz. There's men at the corners with one out for Lake Hare Figueroa. It's one way to get on base. Second strikeout of the night for Ward Kalen Vasquez. But it puts a man on base after the passed ball. Figueroa's 1 for 3. He'll be the first man to see Vasquez twice this week. Singled to lead off the sixth and was stranded at third. Vasquez picks over to check on Worrell, who had a short lead. Worrell has stolen one bag in one try. Has solid speed, but we'll see if he's looking to go at all and potentially erase any double play opportunities. Figueroa 1 for 3. First pitch swinging for the third time in 4 at-bats, and he fouls the fastball back over the net out of play. Figueroa 186 on the year, 4 RBIs, 5 steals. Missed a month with a hamstring injury and has taken over the everyday shortstop role since. Stands close to the plate from the right side. Check swing on the breaking pitch. They appeal out to second, and Cam Jones says he went around. Jones then staring daggers in at Lake Hare Figueroa, who had physical evidence of disappointment with that call. One thing about Cam Jones is he will challenge you to to question his authority. 0-2 with one out. Two men on base in the seventh. Vasquez out of the stretch. Worrell going. Fastball swung on and missed. The throw is not in time. Bryson Worrell has the base stolen. Worrell's second steal of the week. Figueroa down on strikes for out number two, but two men in scoring position for Harry Owen. Back-to-back strikeouts of Worrell and Figueroa. Worrell, of course, reached on the drop third strike. Owen is 1-for-3. A double and then back-to-back line drive outs. 12-6 curveball floats into the outside corner. Tough pitch to get the bat around on. Sanchez at third, Worrell at second. Target away from Paz. Goes to the slider rather than the curveball, and it misses low. Paz comes with a mighty pump fake over towards Sanchez at third. Pastrano, the third baseman, was nowhere close. Just trying to warn the young runner about the pitfalls of getting too far off. Hawk is deep in left. Antuna is shallow in right. Churio coming in now to equalize that shallowness in center. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball bounces away off the mask. One run will score. Worrell stops at third. It's a wild pitch. Vasquez allows another run home. Second wild pitch of the inning. Paz tried to backhand that rather than going for the block. It hit off the mitt, then hit off the front of the mask and bounced all the way towards the Hillcat dugout. It's a 4-1 game in the seventh. And Worrell's over at third. 1-1 on Harry Owen with two outs. Fastball pops straight back. Owen was right on it. Would be a huge opportunity to bring Worrell home and make it a 4-run game. Green Jackets up by 3 in the seventh. 1-2 on Harry Owen. Fastball, check swing, out to second, did not go. Two balls and two strikes on the catcher, Harry Owen. First full season with the Green Jackets, second stint of 2024. Vasquez, the 2-2 pitch, in on the hands, ball three. Owen flips the bat away, and it appears that the stadium scoreboard was wrong. Scoreboard said 2-2, so we apologize for that. That's ball four on Harry Owen, and there's men at the corners. Robert Gonzalez will now dig in as the seventh man to bat in this inning. Two on, two home, and two out in the seventh. Jackets up 4-1, and here comes pitching coach Tony Arnold. As Arnold makes a long, slow walk out to the mound, we'll take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. If it ever loads on the Lynchburg Wi-Fi. Charleston has already gone final. They knocked off Down East, so that certainly benefits both Carolina and Lynchburg. The Mudcats won 4-3 over the Frednats. Frednats are now mathematically eliminated from the first half title contention, and Carolina's magic number is 2. Kannapolis up 5-0 on the Shorebirds. Cannonballers need either a win or a Columbia loss to lock down the spot. Columbia will play Myrtle Beach at 6:35, and Salem plays in Fayetteville at 5:05 p.m. We'll see Salem next week. The Hillcats will be in Charleston. Time is called by Reginald Webb before the first pitch can come to Gonzalez, as both outfielders were still getting back to their positions. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Left-handed hitting left fielder. Takes a breaking pitch low and away. That's a good block from Paz, who uses the body this time. Green Jackets have scored on a Sanchez RBI double and a wild pitch that brought Luis home. Drake started the inning off with a 7-pitch walk, stole second, and then scored. When he gets on, good things happen, and a great job by the rest of the offense to keep working behind him. 1-0 changeup. Gonzalez is over top, evening the count. Harry Owen, not much speed at first. Good speed at third in Bryson Worrell. Owen a short lead. Not looking to go anywhere with two outs. 1-1 driven out to right center field. Churio chasing back at the track, and it's off the wall. One run will score. Owen coming around third. He will score. Gonzalez in with a two-run triple. Robert Gonzalez, a huge swing, makes it 6-1. RBIs 18 and 19 on the season. A challenge fastball after speeding the bat up with a changeup. Dangerous pitch, dangerous location. And Gonzalez puts it over the head of Churio just to the right of straightaway center. Four runs home in the inning. Jackets lead by five. Seventh inning has been kind to Augusta this week. Joe Olsovsky takes a fastball for a called strike. A back pick to third from Paz. The throw was a little errant. Otherwise, it might have been close. Pastrano had to reach away from the base and then couldn't put the tag back on Robert Gonzalez. Olsovsky's been on base three times in three tries. Doubled, singled, and walked out of the eight hole. 0-1 breaking ball at the knees. Good curve from Vasquez. Hillcats have a man warming and have for the last couple batters. But Vasquez has been hung out to dry. Second inning of work, he's faced eight hitters. 47 pitches, 25 strikes. 1-1 on Olsovsky. Breaking ball off the body of Paz, and Gonzalez will score. Another failed block attempt on a curveball from Richard Paz. It's the second wild pitch and third pitch that's gotten away from Paz this inning. And Gonzalez scores the fifth run of the inning at 7-1. Ball and two strikes on Joe Olsovsky, so the scoreboard is wrong once again. Two strike pitch outside, evening the count. Olsovsky trying to keep his perfect day going. Vasquez out of the windup. Stutter stops and delivers. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Three strikeouts in the inning for Vasquez, but the damage is done. Five runs off of the righty. A double for Sanchez, a couple wild pitches, and Robert Gonzalez with a two-run triple. Green Jackets by six. In the middle of the seventh.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Well, it is a completely different ball game than when Bo Phillip came out for his first inning of work. Green Jackets score five in the top half and lead 7-1 as they try for their second win in six tries here at Bank of the James Stadium. Jose Pastrano will lead off. 7-8-9 due up in the bottom of the seventh. Reginald Webb was yelling something in, did not seem angry, but was relaying information of some sort into the dugout of the Green Jackets, so we'll keep an eye on if anything changed to our recollection. Bo Phillip, first pitch fastball on the outside corner. Phillip needed just five pitches to retire the side in order in the sixth. A pop-up, a ground-out, and a three-pitch strikeout. 0-1 changeup misses outside. Raven Corona is throwing in the bullpen. Seven runs on seven hits for Augusta. No errors for them. One run, three hits, and an error for the Hillcats. Fouled off the mitt of Harry Owen, 1-2. Pastrano has flown out to center and popped up to shallow left. Two at-bats, two balls in the air. Phillip out of the stretch. 0-1 delivery misses high. It's taken a little bit of time for Bo Phillip, understandably so, to get comfortable on the mound. He was drafted out of Oregon State as a shortstop. Hasn't pitched since high school in 2016. Fastball misses high. Ball three up to 94. Hardest pitch of the night so far for Phillip. But over his last few outings, Bo has looked more and more comfortable. Six straight scoreless innings, and time is called by Pastrano. Pastrano has done a great job of working deep into counts today, but has not been able to come up successful in either of his first two ABs. Kiamar Diaz is now throwing in place of Corona in the pen. Phillip to the belt, 3-2 pitch, change up outside, ball four. Pastrano works a leadoff walk. He's on for the first time today. Everything from Phillip stayed outside to the arm side of the righty. And he'll work with a man on base for the first time, facing Richard Paz, who has been on twice. And Paz is now out of the ballgame. So Richard Paz has been benched, and Manuel Mejias is coming in. Mejias takes a fastball that misses somewhere. Wasn't high, wasn't in, but it was called one of those two by Reginald Webb. Mejias has swung the bat very well this week. Takes a fastball high. Manuel 4 for 13 with a couple RBIs and a couple walks as well. Mejias 5'7", 165, switch hitting catcher. Has caught three times and been a DH. And after a rough defensive inning from Paz, Mejias is coming in to replace him. Fastball at the top of the zone, 2-1. So that would be the aforementioned change that was being relayed from Webb to the Green Jacket bench. It was announced prematurely when Mejias went to the on-deck circle. Phillip a slide step, 2-1 fastball, misses high. In danger of back-to-back walks. Phillip is pitching with a lead here, so he can afford to be a little bit more sporadic. But you'd love to find the zone and get a shutdown inning. Picks over to first. Pastrano falling back into the base, goes knees first, and he'll ask for time. Look like he doesn't have a feeling for where he was standing. Appears he slipped a little bit as Pastrano called time to wipe around the on-deck circle. 3 balls and a strike on Manuel Mejias. Phillip a slow leg kick and misses inside. Back-to-back walks to start off the seventh. After Phillip had a long layoff with that 5-run top half, he's allowed back-to-back free passes. That will bring Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, out to the mound for the first time. Trying to settle Phillip down just a little bit. Both of them kicking dirt around on the pitcher's mound. Phillip not happy with his landing spot. But Nina and Harry Owen both looking into the eyes of the right-hander. Trying to get him back into the zone. 7 and 8 hitters walking back-to-back. Cracks open a door for the Hillcats to start building their way back into this ballgame. Still 3 innings to work with. Fran Aldui, the 9-hitter, is 0 for 2. A strikeout and a line out to center field. Big lead at second from Pastrano. Same thing for Mejias at first. Fastball misses inside. Target was away, so Owen had to reach across his body. 11 pitches, 9 balls in this inning for Phillip. On the ground to second, could be two. Sanchez, Figueroa in the dirt. Verdung with the pick, double play. Will Verdung with a phenomenal pick on the back end and a great turn up the middle from Sanchez and Figueroa gets 2 outs for the price of 1. Pastrano moves over to third, but if there was one surefire way to kill the budding momentum for the Hillcats, that was it right there. Christian Knapcheck 0 for 1 with 2 hit by pitches. He'll foul it off the facing of the dugout. Sent a couple of his players skittering out of the opening. Knapcheck was already hit by a pitch twice, and now he's sharing the wealth in a way his teammates would rather him keep for himself. 0-1 to the shortstop, misses inside, evening the count. Pastrano over at third. Hillcats haven't scored since the third inning. Trying to give some form of an answer after the Green Jackets scored 5 times in the top half of the 7th. Slider misses low, a good block from Harry Owen. Mejias making a 1-for-1 swap with Paz, so Manuel Mejias will be behind the dish for the last 2 offensive innings and more if it needs it. 2-1 lined over the head of the runner, Pastrano, and that nearly took his head off. Boy, Knapcheck is just spreading the danger. It's a foul ball 2-2, and Pastrano puts his hands up. Knapcheck can't do anything but laugh, saying, aim something the other direction, big guy. 2-2 with 2 outs. Phillip the tan glove at the belt. Bo kicks and deals. Inside. And Knapcheck just got hit for the 3rd time today. A slider hits Knapcheck on the shin. And after almost hitting his teammates and then almost hitting the base runner, he gets hit himself. Eomar Diaz continues to throw. Phillip trying to get through 2 innings of action. Ralphie Velasquez is 0 for 3. A strikeout, a flyout, and a line out to right field. First pitch fastball paints the outside corner at 92. Knapcheck, good speed at first. He's 1 for 2 stealing today. Change up low, 1-1. Phillip working quickly on the mound. Trying to get down the rubber and back in the dugout. It's been a tough second inning of work after a 1-2-3 first. In on the hands with the fastball. Spun off the netting above the Lynchburg dugout. A ball and 2 strikes. Mathematically, the Hillcats, even with a loss, are still eligible for the playoffs, but they need this victory to stay afloat realistically. Phillips 1-2, lined back up the middle, base hit. Fastball down the center, Velasquez has his first hit of the day, an RBI single ends the scoreless streak for Phillip at 6 2/3, and the score is 7-2. Velasquez with his 33rd RBI of the season, first of the week. 2 on, 2 out for Jason Churio. Eomar Diaz appears ready in the bullpen. He'll try to finish this ball game, but you'd like to get him a clean 8th rather than having to mop up the 7th. First pitch to Churio, misses high, ball 1. Churio 1 for 3, doubled and scored in the 3rd. Phillip out of the stretch. 1-0 fastball below the knees. Phillip asks for a new circle. Gets the new baseball from Reggie Webb. 2 balls and no strikes. 30 pitches, just 14 strikes for Bo Phillip in this inning. 2-0. Took some off with the changeup and still missed inside. Ball 3. A walk loads the bases and puts the tying run in the on-deck circle. This is not the kind of inning the Green Jackets were looking for after a 5 spot. 3-0 at the knees, strike 1. Phillip has been 90-92 with both four and two seam and as high as 94 with the four seam fastball. Three balls and a strike. A walk loads the bases. And it will. Third walk of the inning for Bo Phillip along with a hit by pitch. The bases are loaded. And Winston Sawyer is on his way out. Esteban Gonzalez is going to hit with the bases loaded. And after an inning in two thirds from Phillip, it's a call to the bullpen. And it appears that it will be Heomar Diaz. Winston Sawyer making the motion. And the Green Jackets go to the pen once again here at Bank of the James Stadium. A little bit tougher than they thought as they try to lock down the victory.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Georgia 811 call to the bullpen. Call 811 before you dig. Heomar Diaz on with the bases loaded and two outs. Esteban Gonzalez in a 7-2 game will swing. 1-for-3 with an RBI triple, a dangerous hitter from the left side. First pitch fastball misses outside, narrowly evading the corner, and Reggie Webb is back to squeezing. Diaz's 16th appearance of the year, second of the week, took the loss out of the pen on Wednesday. Fastball bounced to the right side, softly for Sanchez, double clutch to first, and Heomar Diaz will strand all three inherited runners and keep the ball game at 7-2. Lynchburg gets one back, but two pitches in. Diaz does his job, and we head on to the eighth with the Green Jackets still up by five.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
7-2 Green Jackets entering the eighth. Hillcats will go back to the bullpen. It will be Steven Perez, 23-year-old left-hander out of San Fernando, Venezuela, making appearance number 16 on the season and number 2 of the week. First year in Lynchburg for him. He threw on Tuesday in the loss, an inning and two-thirds, two strikeouts, just one hit, but that was a two-run homer. Facing Noah Williams, turns the switch hitter around to the right side for the first time today, and he takes a fastball low. Williams, the only man not to hit in the seventh, 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch today. 1-0 from Perez, misses outside, back-to-back fastballs at 93. Perez a 2.7 ERA in 26 and two-thirds this year, 39 strikeouts in less than 27 innings. High K per 9 for the southpaw. 2-0 fastball finds the outside corner. Perez, the only left-handed reliever on this Lynchburg roster, so you rarely see him behind starters Clemmie or Humphreys, both of whom are also southpaws. 2-1 fastball, a little too far out. Good take from Williams. Perez, a very sharp breaking ball. He's incredibly difficult to hit for left-handers. Lefty on deck in Isaiah Drake. 3-1 to Williams. Fastball down the middle. Williams takes it to run the count full. Five straight takes for Noah Williams. There's three balls and two strikes to show for that decision. Open from the right side, facing the lefty Perez. Payoff pitch, late on a fastball, strike three. Six straight heaters from Perez, the challenge fastball above the zone. Sends Williams back to the bench. Leadoff man struck out for Perez. Bo Phillip dashes across your screen along with strength coach Jake Wynn making the long trip back to the Green Jacket locker room. He'll start his post-throw recovery and workout. Isaiah Drake 1-for-2 with two walks. Check swing on a slider, tried to hold the bat up, but still made contact and fouled it away 0-1. Raven Corona continues to move in the pen for the Green Jackets, but it's Diaz's game for the foreseeable future. 0-1 slider misses inside. Good breaking ball from the southpaw. Perez just couldn't quite find the inside corner, and now he's hearing it from Tony Arnold and Jordan Smith in the Hillcat dugout. 1-1 breaking pitch off the outside corner, and there's a makeup call, 1-2. Ball one was closer to the zone than strike two was, but it's 1-2 on Drake regardless. Three straight sliders, then a fastball, and Drake's down swinging. Tied up on the running heater. Back-to-back strikeouts for Perez. Back-to-back punch-outs to start the eighth. Perez has looked good. Luis Sanchez is 1-for-4 with two RBIs. Had an RBI double in the seventh that brought home the first of five Augusta runs. This ball game was moving quickly until that seventh inning. Green Jackets are happy it slowed down. Sanchez takes the fastball at the chin, ball one. Seven runs on seven hits for the Green Jackets. Two runs on four hits with an error for Lynchburg. Fastball upstairs. Two organizations that are prospect rich in different ways. Green Jackets in the Braves system. Braves are bottom 10 in just about everybody's rankings of team organization, but the pitching is usually the dominant side. Fastball, low ball three. We've already seen some top prospects make their way to the league this year. Former Green Jackets Spencer Schwellenbach and Hurston Waldrop both getting the call. A.J. Smith-Shawver at the top as well. Sanchez taking all the way. A 3-0 fastball called for a strike. Green Jacket position players maybe not as highly regarded, especially at the lower levels, because of Atlanta's penchant to either trade or push those players. Broken bat out to short. Line drive is caught. We'll continue that conversation on the back half. Guillermar Diaz for his first full inning of action. 7-2 game in the bottom of the eighth when we return on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track.
Ah!
at maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms.
Heomar Diaz came in with the bases loaded and two outs. On two pitches, he forced a ground ball from Esteban Gonzalez and ended the seventh, facing Wilfredo Antunez to begin the eighth in a 7-2 contest. Hillcats have 5-6-7 hitting. Antunez first pitch swinging out to shallow center field. Bryson Worrell makes the play for out number one. Diaz entering tonight. 21 innings, a 2.57 ERA in 15 games. 0-2 with 4 saves. 26 strikeouts and 17 walks on the year. His command has been better since the first 6 weeks of the season. He's always going to have some walks in his game, but you can work with it. Fastball, slider, changeup. Fastball up to 96. Fastball at 94 with run paints the outside corner on Tommy Hawk. Hawk 0-for-2 with a free pass. Popped up and grounded out, both to the backside. In around the body, 1-1. 10 lefties and 5 switch hitters on this roster for the Hillcats. Hawk falls into the former category. True left-handed hitter. Everyday left fielder for this roster. Slider to the outside corner, 1-2. And Hawk cursing under his breath, he should have realized in his mind that he was swinging. Good breaking pitch came back towards the center from Diaz. Heomar out of the stretch, stands close from the third base side. Went back to the slider but left it out, 2-2. Hawk 2-for-12 this week. Could be his last chance at another swing against the Green Jacket arms. Two balls and two strikes on Tommy Hawk. Diaz delivers. Fastball, strike three. Hawk down chasing off the outside corner. Just the fourth strikeout of the night for Green Jacket pitching. The Hillcats don't make it easy on you, but Diaz earned that one with a beautiful two-seam fastball. Gio's retired all three batters he's faced. After painting 95, two outs in the eighth, Jose Pastrano is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Fastball misses high. Diaz sitting 94-95. Diaz just 21 years of age, but has been in this organization for a long time. Fastball on the outside corner. Signed back in 2019 out of the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Cleveland's organization is built on position player prospects, and the Hillcats have taken advantage. Guys like Churio and Velasquez are right at the top of their prospect rankings. Slider fouled away, 1-2. Cleveland does have pitching prospects. Clemmie is 8, Humphreys is 13 on their organizational depth. But for the most part, it's position players. Pastrano with a base hit through the right side. First runner allowed on by Diaz. And the first hit of the day for Pastrano. Cleveland, 4 top 100 prospects. Their top in the organization is Chase DeLauters, who, when he's healthy, the former first-round pick from just down the road in Harrisonburg out of James Madison, is a phenomenal outfielder with 5-tool potential. Manuel Mejias takes a called strike on the outside corner. Mejias came in to pinch hit for Richard Paz and walked last inning. Paz getting benched after struggling defensively in the top of the seventh. 0-1, bounce to the right side, through the hole between Verdung and Sanchez. Back-to-back men reaching with two outs on a pair of singles, extending the eighth inning against Diaz. Mejias hooking the slider pass for Verdung. Sanchez was playing away from second and towards first, so Verdung immediately broke towards the bag to cover. But it was closer to Verdung than Sanchez, and so he didn't have the chance to get there. Two on, two out for Fran Aldui. Fastball out, ball one. Aldui 0-for-3, grounded into a double play that killed some of the momentum in the seventh. Lines this one up the middle. It'll fall in front of Worrell. Softly hit. Pastrano gets the wave around. No throw to the plate. RBI single for Fran Alduy. Hillcats get back on the board. Have scored in back-to-back innings, and it's 7-3. Tying run on deck once again. Three straight singles from the bottom of the order against Diaz here in the eighth with two outs. Back to the top of the order for Christian Knapcheck, who's been hit three times and flown out once. Has not been allowed to swing very often. He first pitch hacking, fouls this one away. Comes to a stop, just foul down the first baseline after ricocheting off the shin guard of Harry Owen. Mejias at second, Alduy at first. Three consecutive singles after Heomar Diaz cruised to back-to-back outs. Put a run home in the eighth. Slider fouled away. Sharp breaking ball from Heomar Diaz has been in the zone today more than it usually is. Diaz has always had more trouble with lefties than righties. Entering tonight, lefties hitting 257, righties 163. And the bottom of the order has taken advantage of some sliders in the big part of the zone. Ahead 0-2 on Knapcheck. Diaz from the belt misses outside with the changeup. That's the third pitch out of three. You don't see it quite often enough, it feels like, from Diaz. It's effective when it's close to the zone, has good horizontal movement. Ball and two strikes on Knapcheck, 7-3 game. Bounced right in front of the plate, and it rolls foul down the first base line. Hillcats still very much in this game. Both sides with seven hits. The Green Jackets have taken advantage of six walks and a couple drop third strike, hit by pitch type ordeals. Green Jacket pitching staff has walked four and hit four, but the Hillcats have not had the same luck in making those count. Diaz once again coming home on the 1-2. Slider low, evening up the count. Heomar forced to labor here. A prison of his own creation after allowing three straight singles here in the eighth with two outs. It's turned into a very long eighth inning, and that has multiple men throwing in the pen. Slider popped out of play down the left field line. Knapcheck will always give you a good fight. Diaz up to 22 pitches, 20 in this inning. Swats the bugs away on a slightly humid but overcast afternoon in Lynchburg and comes to the belt. 2-2 delivery. Chopped in front of the plate. Tough play for Owen. Has to avoid Diaz, and the throw is down the right field line. One run will score. Alduy gets held up at third. And just like that, it's 7-4. Knapcheck probably would have beat that out anyway, but then an error on Harry Owen brings home Mejias, moves Alduy up to third, and puts Knapcheck on. The tying run is at the dish, and it's Ralphie Velasquez. Four straight men reaching with two outs in the eighth. This is what we said in the seventh when it was starting to go to 3-1, 4-1. You cannot take your foot off the gas against Lynchburg, because this is the most consistent offense in the Carolina League. They're top two in just about every offensive category among the 12-team Carolina League. The Fred Nats were fantastic in the first month. Kannapolis had a great end of May and first 2 weeks of June. But in terms of a team that has been good from game one for game 63, that's Lynchburg. Men at second and third with two outs for Ralphie Velasquez, who's 1-for-4. After Elvin Nina's visit to the mound, first pitch slider misses outside. It's been called a single and an E1 that should have gone as an E2, so we'll get that one corrected. Harry Owen made the error rather than Diaz. Fastball bounced to the right side, through the hole, base hit. Two runs are going to score. It's a one-run game and a four-run inning. Multiple soft ground balls that have gone between Verdung and Sanchez. They can't get on the same page as who's supposed to get there. It's a four-run inning, and it's 7-6 in the eighth. Tying run on. Go-ahead run at the plate. The eighth man to hit is Jason Churio. Raven Corona throwing in the pen. Adele DeLaney is stretching. This inning has gone sideways in a hurry. First pitch to Churio on the inside corner. Churio 1-for-3 with a walk. 4-2 out runs coming across for the Hillcats. Diaz the 0-1. Slider in on the hands, fouled away. Green Jackets will have 3-4-5 in the order. Due up in the ninth against Perez, who looked great in the eighth. Infield shifted to the pull side on the switch hitting Churio. 0-2 from Diaz. Change up outside. Ball one. Trying to draw the chase. 1-2. Velasquez does not have much speed. He's a tying run at first base. Diaz the 1-2 pitch. Softly hit to Olsavsky. Wanted to go to second. Now has to go to first. And just in the nick of time. Olsavsky wanted to flip it to second base, and manager Jordan Smith just chucked his helmet into the dirt. A bang-bang play, and Churio is retired to keep the Green Jackets in front. Jordan Smith is walking out like he wants to have a piece of his mind given to Cam Jones. 4-2 out runs for the Hillcats. It's a one-run ball game, and we are far from finished at Bank of the James Stadium. Entering the ninth, it is 7-6.
At WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not enough. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball.
Wilbert Dung leading off the top of the ninth. It is 7-6 after 4-2 out run score off of Heomar Diaz, who up to this point had been one of the most locked down relievers in the bullpen. Raven Corona is throwing like he'll have the ninth. Steven Perez went 1-2-3 in the eighth, facing Wilbert Dung in a 7-6 game, and the changeup well below the knees is called a strike by Reginald Webb. That was at the shins and far and away the lowest pitch called a strike tonight. Fastball out, ball one. Verdung 0-for-2, two walks and two pop-ups. Has gone to the backside both times, but the infield continues to play him to pull. 1-1 fastball out, ball two. Verdung, Worrell, and Figueroa. A right-hander, a switch hitter, and then another righty against the southpaw Perez. 2-1. Again, below the knees, called a strike. That zone has expanded low twice, and it's 2-2, and Verdung's not happy about it. Four pitches outside of the zone. The count is 2-2 without a swing. It's about the most inconsistent we've seen a zone at any point this season. Fastball flared into shallow left center field. Hawk and Churio both chasing in, and Tommy Hawk makes the catch. Reggie Webb certainly had an impact on that at bat. Four straight men set down by Perez. Bryson Worrell is 0-for-4. Reached on a drop third strike and scored in the seventh on an RBI triple from Robert Gonzalez. Worrell hitting from the right side for the first time today. He's 0 for 1 from that side this week. Takes a fastball on the inside corner. Hillcats will have 4, 5, and 6. Gonzalez, Antunez, and Hawk due up in the ninth. It appears to be Raven Corona's game. Breaking ball stays out. Corona needs a bounce back outing after giving up 4 runs on Wednesday in just one inning of action. 1-1 fastball up, ball 2. Worrell 2 for 16 this week. 3-2 count on the leadoff man, Esteban Gonzalez. 7-6 Jackets in the ninth. Strike 3 swinging. What a time to get back on the air. Esteban Gonzalez goes down on a breaking pitch against Raven Corona. Corona's second appearance of the week. He's got a 7.65 ERA in 12 games, 3-2 with a save. One save in 3 tries this season. Hillcats out hitting the Green Jackets 9-7. First pitch popped up by Wilfredo Antunez on the infield. 4 men converging. It's Sanchez, the second baseman, who makes the catch. 1 foot onto the pitcher's mound. The play is made. Two batters, 2 outs as Raven Corona tries to lock down one of the oddest games you will ever see. Green Jackets put up 5 runs in the top of the seventh, leading 7-1. 1 run in the seventh for the Hillcats, and then 4 runs with 2 outs in the eighth. Made it 7-6 off of Eomar Diaz. Tommy Hawk, the last man to hit, popped up into left field. Gonzalez is there. Corona locks down the save. Power outage. No power outage. Happy Father's Day. The Green Jackets get it done. And that's the game. The final score is... Augusta bookends the week with victories. The series opener and series finale both go the way of the Jackets. 7-6 the win. Corona gets the save. Cade Keeler the W. And Augusta back in the win column on a day where they needed to see it go down. Cade Keeler gets the W. He is now 3-5 on the season and has wins in back-to-back ball games. Went 5 innings, 3 hits, just 1 run allowed. Alonzo Richardson takes the loss. He's 4-4 and lost both decisions against the Green Jackets this year. Raven Corona gets his second save in 4 tries, and the Green Jackets are winners. 7-6. 7 runs, 7 hits, an error for the Green Jacket, and 7 left on base. The Hillcats, 6 runs, 9 hits, and an error. And Lynchburg leaves on 9. Keeler 3-5. Richardson 4-4, and Corona has 2 saves. Green Jackets battle the elements, the offense, the umpires at times, and even the power itself. Winston Sawyer stayed on the bench for the whole ball game, allowed Connor Justice to coach third, and it worked out. Green Jackets get a 5-run seventh inning off the bats of Luis Sanchez with an RBI double. Robert Gonzalez, a 2-run triple and a pair of wild pitches, and that was just enough to hold on to the lead. Hillcats had 2 outs and nobody on in the eighth. Proceeded to put 5 consecutive men on and score 4 runs. Lynchburg did not make it easy. Hillcats still win the series 4-2, but they fall in a game that arguably meant the most, with Carolina winning the Mudcats on the road against Fredericksburg, and then Lynchburg falling here. The magic number for the Mudcats to reach the postseason is just 1. Lynchburg is all but eliminated, and it's the Green Jackets who do it. Augusta 26-36 on the season. Lynchburg falls to 35-28. We appreciate you bearing with us all week long. 85 years old in a stadium. And that power surge nearly cost us the ninth. We're glad to be able to get back with you. off day tomorrow. And then a reminder, we have an early one on Tuesday. Salem has made the decision to make a summer camp day an 11:05 start on Tuesday to start the series. So bright and early, 10:55 from Carilion Clinic Field, home of the Salem Red Sox. The Green Jackets will battle Boston's single-A affiliate for the first of six games. Salem took 4 of 6 here or down in Augusta in the last time these two teams met. First half ends after Thursday's ball game. And then we will start anew at a 0-0 record on Friday. Hillcats traveling down to Charleston to Riley Park, and they will take on the River Dogs for six games. I've been Noah Adcock Howes. We will see you in Salem on Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening with us. Green Jackets back in the win column, and boy, did they need that one.